This is the Afternoon Drive Show.
Right now, we're getting into a conversation where, how can I say this? It almost feels like it is a book that is constantly filled with this encouragement that you might need, this encouragement that we're talking about this afternoon. There's a book that's just come out. It's titled God Can, written by Bineska Jansen van Rensburg. And speaking about the book, it said that in the age that we live, it is becoming increasingly important to pray for our children and our grandchildren. And this book spans 40 days in which parents, grandparents can spend some time praying for their children, for the little ones in their lives, every single day, with different themes that they're able to touch on. But the book doesn't just end with moments of prayer, but it also includes testimonies from parents who testify how God supernaturally met them in those moments, in those seasons, in those times of prayer, and bringing protection, healing, or whatever it is that is necessary, even wisdom to them as parents, or sometimes even to their kids. And this book, I think, is going to be one of those books that will be passed down for generations. And joining me this afternoon via Zoom, all the way from Radio Tigerberg in Cape Town, is Bineska Jansen van Rensburg to tell us all about that. Bineska, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to Drive 326.
Thank you so much, Forty. It's so nice to be with you. I'm really excited. And you are such a dynamic presenter. It's really an honor to speak to you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to this conversation for various selfish reasons, partially sometimes, but also more especially because I think this is a phenomenal book. And rightfully, like I was saying at the end, I think it's going to be passed down to generations, because praying for children is something that it almost feels like it never ends, because generation upon generation is something that you want to pass down. But before we get to talking about the book, I want to know more about what led you to write this book, to be able to put this book together of God Can, God Can When We Pray. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So what happened is, with my last book, it was titled God Is Still God. And I've written, you know, it was numerous just testimonies, different things. I wrote it A to Z of God's characteristics, and then, of course, testimonies that goes with that. For instance, God is all-powerful, all-knowing, you know, and then there's different testimonies with that. And after that, I've got so many response, you know, from readers. And I just realized people actually want to encounter God. Okay, so I started doing this series. It's called The Breakthrough, where people would fast and pray for 21 days, not necessarily fast only water, but they would cut out something, but they would see God's face. And you know what? I saw so many different miracles happening over that time, because we've done it a few times, but every single time God just rocks up and he shows himself. And during that time, I stood in a conversation it was a lady that went through a divorce. And what happened is her husband went to another town with the lady that he was now, you know, seeing. And she was left suddenly. She had to start working, and she had to look after her two children's emotional well-being. Of course, it was completely overwhelming for her. And then the husband said, listen, you can't look after the children. So he took the children from her. And I stood speaking to her with tears running down her face. And I tried to encourage her, but I realized nothing that I would say in that moment would actually help her, because she's not in that emotional state to hear what I'm saying. And when I drove off that day, I said to myself, I want to give her something. I wanted to give her something, and I didn't have something to give her, to just realize that you can still pray for your children, even though they are now in another town. There's still power when you pray for your children, because God hears it. And I wanted to give her something that would help her in that moment, because we've all been there. As a parent, we've all been there. You know, there's moments of fantastic highlights, but there's moments that you really don't know what to do. And prayer is actually the greatest gift that you can give to your children. And that's where the idea started. And then, of course, 2 years down the line, I've done research for 2 years, because I'm actually an investigative journalist, because I wanted to see, well, what do we need to pray for? I had a list initially of 100 different things, and I narrowed it down. And I said, let's find 40 things, because that's manageable. 40 days that you can initially start off with. But as you mentioned, prayer is not just a once-off. It's a lifestyle. that you can continue with after the 40 days.
My goodness, I've never considered an investigative journalist investigating the heart of prayer for the sake of our family and our children. And I'm just like, yes, please, we need more of that. I love it 100%. But who did you write this book for? Now we know the backstory of, in that moment, it was for that mom who really needed that encouragement, that needed that reminder. But now it's hitting shelves, it's available online. Who have you written this for?
Yeah, so initially it started off with, okay, I wanted to see, does prayer work? So what I actually did is I went through my phone list, and I have quite a lot of contacts because I'm also in the media like yourself. So we do a lot of testimonies and, you know, interviews. And I sent a message to different people across the board. And I said to them the following, I asked, have you seen that prayer worked for you when you prayed for your children? Send me a testimony, anything. Because I wanted to see, you know, is there to prove that prayer works when we pray for our children. And I started getting the stories back. And that's when I started to eliminate the 100 things to 40, because I wanted to tell the reader, which is the mom, the dad, the grandparent, the great-grandparent, but also people that might have children in their foster care, you know, people that adopted children. So it's not just for biological parents, you know, anyone that, for yourself, you don't have children yourself yet, but you have nieces and nephews. So it's of course for you as well, to know that you can take up the book and you can start praying, because the greatest gift that we can give to our children, great grandchildren, you know, the next generation, is if you pray, because I think it echoes into eternity.
I'm a lover of stories, right? Because stories take us to different places, and they are vital. I mean, we see Jesus told such strong messages in stories, which we nowadays call parables. And I love the fact that you've taken this truth and this thing that we're able to hold on to, which is prayer, and connected it with testimonies, stories of what people have experienced in their own lives. And I kind of want to ask you why it was important for you to share this, but I want to start off with you maybe sharing one or two stories, one or two testimonies that are in the book. And then from that place, and I think a lot of us by the end of that story will realize that's why it was probably in the book. Maybe share that with us.
Over the couple of weeks and months, I think we've all seen all this moments of people being kidnapped for money, held ransom, you know. So there's been quite a thing. But I think it happened 2 years, 3 years ago. In Cape Town, one morning, Alicia, a mom, stood outside her car. She was already, she had a seven-month baby already in the car. And she was about to leave. She was just chatting to one of her friends next to the to her car. And the lady's dog ran into the street. So she said, oh, wait, let me help you, because the friend of her had a baby on her arm. So she said, wait, let me help you. And she, you know, she just got the dog to just not run in front of the, you know, oncoming traffic. And the next moment, when they got the dog out, a hijacker jumped into a car and drove off with a seven month old baby in the back seat. And of course, you can just imagine, you know, that moment of complete desperation. What do you do? What do you do? There's your child in the car with the hijacker. And she jumped into the car when they of course phoned the help, the police, everyone that they could find. And the first emergency car that came, she jumped in with it, and they followed. They tracked the car, of course, her car, because she could track it on her phone. And when they got to the car, it was standing next to the road with no one inside, not her baby, not the hijacker, just the empty car. And what do you do in that moment?
Yeah.
So she started praying. And of course, her mom is a prayer warrior. So she phoned her mom. And at that moment, her mom was at a prayer gathering. And they all just started praying and said, God, we are calling upon your name to help us find this baby. So I almost get emotional again. And what happened is, for the next 3 hours, they were looking everywhere. Because all they could do was trust God. Because where do you look for a child? In the Cape Town, we have so many very dangerous areas with a lot of gangsters. So it's very difficult to, where do you look? Where do you start? After 3 hours of searching, they got a phone call that the police have found the baby. Now, what happened is, it turned out that the hijacker drove into a very difficult, dangerous area with a lot of gang violence, known for a lot of gang violence. And he stopped next to the road and he took the baby out and he gave the baby to the first woman that walked past. That woman told the story that she never go to buy bread and milk that time of the day. But that morning she was there and she's a follower of Christ. So the moment that she got the baby, she immediately knew, listen, something must be wrong. So she phoned the police and that way they found the baby. I just realized, you know, sometimes we find ourselves in places where you don't have the answers. You can only pray. You can only call out to God. And that's what she did. And that's why she experienced the absolute miracle of finding her child again.
Yeah. And it's very hard to follow that because I think it's all of us who've got a little bit of a potato in our throats right now, because it's just like, man, this is incredible to be able to hear what God is doing actively in and around our communities, albeit in Cape Town. I think the very same thing is able to happen just down the road here in Pretoria. And I think to have it documented is something all the more special. Revelation speaks about how we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And these testimonies really become a pivotal part, a puzzle piece towards our ability to overcome in whatever that we're facing right now. And I'm so glad that these are documented in this book. And I kind of want to get back to the detail of the cover of the book and the print and all these other things. But why was it so important for you? 80 different testimonies must be a lot to handle. Why was it important that you include that in the book?
You see, so how the structure works, maybe I should just quickly tell you this. So the structure is 40 days, 40 different aspects where we pray for our children. But every single day is worked out like this. So there's a little devotional about the specific theme. And then I have the book. I can actually, I don't know, the listeners can't see it.
Yeah.
But I've got the book. So in the beginning, there's different sections. So, of course, we start off out by praying for ourselves as a parent. And then we pray for protection. And protection, of course, also includes physical protection, protection for our children's thoughts, health, finances, etc. And then there's a section that we pray for good relationships. Because I know, we all know that everything rises and falls when it comes to relationships.
Yeah.
Then there's a part where we also look at, for instance, your child's relationship with God, because that's very important for us. And then very important for me was the section about character. I think we can never underestimate the power of praying for your child to make the right decisions in the right situations. For instance, to have integrity when it's very difficult, to not be jealous, to be a peacemaker. And then, of course, we pray for good choices. I end off the 40 days with a larger territory, you know, enlarge my territory, that prayer of Jabez. And then we pray for favor, and we pray for creativity. We pray for different aspects. So that's the structure. But I also included the part, which is very important for me, is to pray word over our children. I loved this listener just before we started our conversation. She said, our God is forever and ever, and he guides us. And she quoted from Psalms, because that's what it is. Is we can have truths, you know, quotes, but the moment we quote scripture, there's power in it.
Yeah.
I included in the prayers is written with scripture in it. The scripture is right from the beginning to the end of the different prayers, because that was important for me, to bring word back into our prayers. So I've included, you know, the prayer, and then also pray from the words. I included scriptures because I actually wanted to encourage parents to say, let's memorize scripture, so that when we get into a situation where our children are facing, you know, very big giants, we can say, but Father, your word says that we are never, you will never leave us nor forsake us, for instance, and whatever. So we can quote those scriptures back to God while we are praying.
Yeah.
So that's very important for me. And then I end off with the testimonies. It's almost just proof. It's almost like a stamp to say, listen, you can pray for this, because this is a parent that prayed for this, and this is what happened.
Yeah, it's like a verified tick that we see on social media to say, yes, this is actually gospel truth that we're praying for right there. I love this so much. And I'm sure there's many parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles that are listening to this and then thinking, I need to get my hands on this book right now. And moments before we get to 5:30, and I've got news headlines and all these things waiting. Where can people get this book?
Jose, it's not in at this moment already in the books. It's on the way to the bookstores. But what is wonderful, or the fact that it's open for pre-orders on my website. My website is www.beneska.co.za, and then there's an online shop. But I know it might be difficult to spell, so I'm just going to make it a little bit easier. Also, I have a Facebook page. It's called Stories Van Whip. It's in Afrikaans, Stories Van Whip. So I'm going to upload the link there. Just after we've spoken now. So people can just go to the Facebook page, Stories Van Whip, find it there and click through. And there's, of course, because it's pre-orders and because I'm speaking to you and your wonderful people from Impact, I've made the price a little bit, so it's a bargain. Pre-orders, of course, a little bit of a bargain. So get your book now while you still have money in your bank account. I think a lot of people got paid. So I think it's a ideal Christmas gift for yourself, but also for people that you think might need it in this stage, in their lives.
Wow, this is a book that I think is an absolute must have and should be in every single household, should be in every single grandparent's home, that they might be able to hold on to prayer and pray the word of God, bringing the word back into prayer. I think is very important what you said there, that we're not just praying for the sake of it feels good, but we're praying to say, Lord, this isn't just based on my faith because I pray and I fast and I do all these things, but this is based on what you said in your word. I pray these words because you said it, so therefore I know that you will be able to accomplish it. So Beneska, thank you so much. It feels like we could chat for so much longer there's so many stories to share, but really excited for what God is going to do through these books, and of course looking forward to it finally being in print and in the stores. You're all excited about that.
This is the Afternoon Drive Show.